Hello everyone, this is your favorite potato, and today I would like to talk about a disappointment of this year. Yeah, this recording starts on a negative note because I'm really disappointed. I finally got the HP Poly Edge E350 IP phone, and today I'm gonna talk about it a little bit. I still have a box here, so I can tell you how it looks like. It just a normal cardboard box, nothing unusual, but it got destroyed during transport, which is really bad. With the phone we get an Ethernet cable, of course. We get the phone itself, a stand, because it also uses a stand like a Cisco phone. It kind of looks similar, except it's smaller. We also get that springy cable for a receiver and a receiver itself. The receiver looks very cheap, and the phone itself, it really looks cheap. There is no metal here, unlike on the Cisco. The only thing I like about it, it's much smaller than the Cisco. It's probably one third or a little bit more size of a Cisco. I have it connected here and set up. Oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, you don't get the PoE injector with the phone or a AC adapter. It has to be bought separately, which is a shame. I thought the set contains it, but it doesn't, so meh. There is a web administration panel you can log into, and it's very accessible, I mean the web panel, but the phone itself, I can spoil it now, isn't that well accessible despite it having a text-to-speech. I've updated the operating system to PVOS 8.5, which is the latest one. So it also uses the Festival text-to-speech like Cisco, but it's much more limited in functionality. I will show you right here, then I will tell you how the phone looks like. So I press the home button twice, because it works exactly like in Cisco. So you press once and it tells you what the button does, and you press twice and it activates the feature. Now I'm going up, down, and nothing happens. But we are in the main menu, and how I can prove it, I can go to the settings here, and here basic, and render, and I can press play.
Add contact.
Oh,
Edits.
okay, wait, wait.
Back.
Again, because I don't remember exactly. Maybe here, here, and here.
Play.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the default ringtone. But you didn't hear anything. It didn't announce any kind of options, settings, or even if I go here for the ringtones. Oh yeah, here are the ringtones. Can listen to them. They are very simple, even worse than in the Cisco. But this phone is much newer and much more expensive. Yeah, most of ringtones are like that. It kinda reminds me of Gigasets. They also had that kind of sound. Oh yeah, you can also
Play. Play.
Oh yeah, and that sound. That's probably the worst one. It would wake the dead. Okay, so I will leave it at the default one.
Play.
Yeah, and
Select.
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 And now I will tell you a bit about the phone. On the back, of course, we have a stand which we attach. It can also be hung on the wall, but there is no mount in the set. You only get a stand, so you can put it on a desk or whatever. I have my phones on windowsill because my desk is full. And below it, like in the Cisco, there is some kind of depression thing. And inside, from left, we have an AC slot, but you don't get the AC adapter, as I said. Then you have the Ethernet port, which you can use with the PoE injector, or you can connect it directly to the router if you have an AC adapter. I use the PoE injector from my Cisco phone, so that's how I power it up. Then you have a PC slot, I mean the RJ45 PC port, and it works exactly like on Cisco. It's a pass-through. You use it to connect it to the computer, so the phone is used kind of like a router or bridge or whatever. Below that, the left one is a headset slot, and the right one you plug the receiver into. There are also some kind of labels and stuff here. On the right side, there is an expansion slot under some kind of door. And on the left side, you have the USB Type-C slot, and you can use it for removable storage media. I don't know why. You can use it to connect a thumb drive to provision the phone. You can also use it to connect a headset. The phone also can be provisioned through the TFTP like Cisco, but you can also set it up from the phone itself because it has a setup wizard. And also you get the web server, which the phone hosts on its IP address. But you can't access it until you set the admin password on the phone. And of course you don't get accessibility on the setup wizard. You have to choose your language, time zone, accept the license agreement, set the admin password, select your connection type, whether you want Wi-Fi or wired connection, because this model has a Wi-Fi built-in, and it also has Bluetooth and NFC. NFC is used for hotel cards, I think. So basically you touch the phone with your NFC tag and it's configured to authorize the user, so you don't need to enter your user credentials. But I don't have any tags from Poly here. Okay, so on the top we have a display, much smaller than on the Cisco. On the right side we have four line keys, they are very small. Below them there's a space, and to the right side of the soft keys, so it's kind of like under display, there's another button which looks like that, and it's to switch line pages when I press it.
Page.
Yeah, it can switch to the next line page, so you can have more lines configured than you have line buttons. But
okay.
Yeah.
More.
It shows a pop-up buff, but of course it doesn't read it. On the left side we also have four keys, and you have here
Poly.
By default there's a Poly, name of the phone of course.
Add contact.
Oh, you can add contact, and no, you can't increase the speed of this TTS sadly.
Nothing configured.
Yeah, and nothing configured.
Nothing configured
here. If you press add contact.
Add contact.
Of course it won't talk.
Back.
So this phone is terrible if it comes to text-to-speech. Okay, so below the screen we have those four soft keys like on the Cisco, and by default they are on the home screen.
New call.
Directories.
Recent calls. More.
And more. We can press more.
More.
Twice to activate. And we have
forward.
DND.
Recent calls.
And if we press more, it goes back to the first page of that menu. Below that, in the middle, we have navigation keys. There is the small middle key, and around it there are arrows, and they have like arrows on them, like you can feel them under the finger. To the left is the back button.
Back.
And to the right is the
home
button, which opens the main menu, which of course doesn't speak. Below that you have a dial pad, so there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, *0#, and
backspace.
Okay, there is backspace.
Dial.
On the soft keys, dial.
Earl.
Oh, I don't know what that does.
Cancel.
And cancel is the last one. So
more.
Press it. To the left of the dial pad, we have a group of four buttons. And from the top, it is
hold.
Yeah, you can put someone on hold.
Transfer.
Transfer. You can transfer a call, just like on Cisco. And then there is a volume rocker, and it's for adjusting if you're not on a call. It adjusts the speech and ringer volume, and whenever you are on a call, it adjusts the call volume, of course. So if I press now, it will play the ringer. And on the right side of the numpad, you also have four keys, and the one on the bottom is the slightly bigger than the other ones, and it's the mute button. And from the top, it is
messages,
headset, so you can dial through the headset,
speaker,
so it will be on the speaker. And when I press it twice,
speaker,
yeah,
directories, Earl,
and end call is the second one. There is no end call button, you have to use the soft keys. And the bottom one,
Mute is off.
It announced the mute, microphone mute. The speaker is also good, like on the Cisco. It's a bit smaller, of course, because the phone is smaller, but it's still very good. So I can dial my extension with hold music. So it's 904. Or no, I will do it for the new call.
New call. Lines.
And we click set. Oh, it does on its own. I have this one. Probably a lot of you will know this song. It's from the YouTube library.
Mute is off.
And I can mute here.
Mute is on.
Yeah, and it will announce mute is on. And if I press once,
mute is on.
It will tell you the mute is on.
Mute is off.
That's actually good. Cisco doesn't have that.
Hold.
You can put someone on hold.
Hold.
Yeah, but the volume. The volume adjustment, I think it's pretty weird, because you can't set anything between those two levels. Okay, so let's end the call. It's the second from the left, I think.
End call.
And let's try again. This time I will dial like this.
Backspace. Dial.
Oh, dial.
End call.
Yeah, there's another hold music.
End call.
Yeah, so I think
directories.
That's it. Oh yeah, by the way, you can't enable text-to-speech by yourself from within a phone. You have to do it through the admin panel, like from the website. Like, you enter the IP address and you log in there, and basically that's how you can adjust most of the settings. That's how I configured the SIP. That's how I connected to my free PBX. Yeah, so I think that's all about this phone. It was kind of a messy presentation. Don't buy this phone, it's not worth it. I'm gonna return it. Bye.